What's going on, sexy lovers? Welcome back to the Sex Mechanic Podcast. I am your host, the Sex Mechanic, aka Jensen Benoit, aka Mr. Born to Explore, aka Confident Creator, aka I Did It My Way, aka The Exception. And this is episode number 47. And the wonderful thing about this is usually I don't have any guests on, right? Today I got two special guests. Dose, all right? I want to first introduce my special guest who's in person with me. She's been on the podcast before. She's kind of a regular at this point. I think this is her third appearance, probably. Okay. Real cool peoples. one of my homies in San Diego. I don't know for how long, because I'm not going to be here for that long. But you know what I'm saying? But this is Sheena coming back to the show. Welcome back, Sheena. And I also have another guest. He is he's coming in all the way from Florida right now, representing, you know, my home state. And it's a dude that, you know what I'm saying, I met some years back. And, you know what I'm saying, I have a funny story to tell about me and Leo, like first meeting up. But we'll get into that later on. It's funny. And But I want to say this dude is a dope individual, super talented. He plays music, he DJs, he massages, like for real, like real massage, not like just people saying, oh, let me give you a massage. Like, you know, like he really does this with the table and all. And he's all around a very fun individual to be around, and he has great energy too. So I want y'all to put y'all hands together for Mr. Leo. Welcome, Leo. First time on the podcast. I appreciate you coming.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. Now, the funny story about first meeting Leo, right, is the first couple of times me and Leo met, and I think I told Leo this, but I don't remember if I did. The first couple of times me and Leo met, Leo was getting on me about a couple of things that happened. One of them was a situation that happened with me and my homeboy at the beach. That was one situation, right? And he was just getting on me like, oh, come on, man. I could kind of tell you a little bit of it, but let me get to the other one. That was like the second time me and Leo met. The first time, I remember the conversation at my homeboy and homegirl's house, and we was talking about open relationships. And I remember Leo couldn't wrap his mind around like what I was saying about open relationships and like where I was coming from about it. And I remember he was getting on me. I was like, man, I don't know if I like this dude, man. Like, because he was just like, he wasn't having it. Like, he didn't want to hear it. But later on, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we continue interacting. And I remember when we went on a cruise, when I asked everybody, you know, who wanted to go on a cruise for my birthday a few years ago in 2019. And I remember Leo was one of the people that I was like, oh, yeah, let's go. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I had the wrong idea, you know what I'm saying, in terms of like that first impression was because I wasn't used to him. But in all honesty, he was just like, he was keeping it light. It wasn't like he was taking it serious or like thinking anything serious of it. I was just like, I didn't know how to take it because I had first met him, and you know, I didn't really know him like that. And actually come to find out, Leo is like one of those people who, like, when you think about either going somewhere or doing something, he's one of the people you think of, oh, I want this person to be with me because their energy is so positive and so you have such like an attractive type of energy that you like just draw people to you.
Oh, he's giving, you know, me what I'm saying? Flowers. Oh,
that's real shit. That's real shit. So I just want people to know that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
tear,
you know, we start off in a weird spot, but it's all good. Like we made it work. And yeah. At this point, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, it's, I'm glad we continued on because you're a really cool individual. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about that.
Leo.
Hey, he's like my brother now, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wait, for real.
If he call me, yeah, I'm there for him. No absolutely. Problem, no hesitation.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I don't so yeah, so I appreciate that then. Thank you.
Yeah.
So today, first of all, let's talk about what we drinking. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Sheena, what you got?
Go ahead. I had to be, you know, I gotta put it in here, but it's kombucha.
Kombucha. Okay.
The hard one though.
Oh, don't forget you need that mic too.
The hard kombucha. Oh yeah.
And you didn't mix it with anything, or is
with
just
white wine?
With some white wine, some sweet stuff though. I'm drinking the white wine too, but mixed with something else, some kombucha and something else, some seltzer, some hard seltzer. What you got?
I have tequila. I made me a margarita.
That sounds so good. You see, that's why I need
it. It looks
frosty. Let me ask you something. You got lime juice?
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, okay.
Would you prefer lime juice or lime?
With your tequila.
It depends on my setting. If I'm with a nice social area like backyard, fine. If I'm in like a nice casual / hood or whatever, just give it to me with a cranberry.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn.
Like, okay. And I make my own liqueur, so I squeeze the liqueur in to give it a little sweetness when I'm home.
Okay.
It depends on the setting.
I told y'all talented, man. This man over here mixing drinks too. You feel me?
Right. Mixers.
Damn.
Hey, listen, you don't fix nobody else's poison but yours.
Hey, I hear you on that. Well, cheers on and that toast to that.
All you can do.
Toast to you. All right, so today we are talking about some fun stuff. I was thinking about this the other day, right? Like, what is the proper, I don't want to say protocol, but it's all going to be up to us as individuals. What is it like? Oh, welcome DNS. Wait, hold on. DNS 556. Let me put that up so y'all can see. Hello. Nice to see you as well. Great show. Thank you. And happy to have you with us. So we're talking about what's like the standard. What's your standard when you have a special friend over? You know what I'm saying? Like a person in your life that, you know, you have a certain type of relationship with that may involve some sexual activity.
That was my question.
Okay. And I'm let me go ahead.
Let me set the
stage a little bit. Okay. This is not the first time that you guys have been together. Like, this is not y'all first. Well, it's happened before. We've all been in college.
Because you can get a gentleman and you can get a hoe.
I don't want you to know where I live the first time. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm just saying it could happen. But let's say like y'all been out a few times or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
And also you guys have already been sexually involved already. Okay. So this is not the first sexual encounter either. Cause I know
is just like a given, like at least this.
Yeah. Depending on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pretty much. Y'all already have that establishment in a relationship that, you know,
you're comfortable.
So how do y'all treat that person when they come over? Like, what are your, like, must your priorities in terms of like this person has to feel this kind of way when they're over my place?
Well, I feel like for men and women, that situation is a little different. For the simple fact, if a man is feeling her, he's gonna lay out different things versus it just being, you know, somebody he just fit a knock off and then they're going to go by the way.
Okay.
If it's a repetitive thing, you know, he's going to, I feel like as a man's man, I'm going to make sure, you know, she has like personal items already secured, but not stationed.
Okay.
When she do come over, she's comfortable. You know, that's my opinion about that.
Like, as far as what makes a woman comfortable?
She have a toothbrush sitting under the sink.
Yeah. No.
That's not wifey. That's not
very specific. Okay, very specific placement.
So exactly. It's under the sink, maybe in a Ziploc bag or something like that.
Exactly, with her personal items. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll go to the store and get that for her, you know, just to let her know. Listen, do we curse on here?
Hell yeah, shit. You
know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'll let her know. Yeah, I fuck with you, so I'm letting you know.
So she got her toothbrush, you know, her smell good, her tampons and pads. Exactly. All that's good. But it's tucked away, okay.
Exactly. So she's going to be comfortable. And like you said, it's a regular thing. Even when she comes, listen, you hungry? I cook you something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like all of that. Now you going in the kitchen and you cooking for us because you're right. Comfortable. That's what it is. That's my opinion about it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, am I doing when they come to me?
Either one. You could choose. So it's your choice.
When I go, like if I feel comfortable, I don't know why, but, you know, I'm shorter, so a lot of things is too high for me, and I like to drink out of these glasses, so I like my glasses on a shelf where I can get to it, and the place just has to be clean and feed me. I'm not too difficult, you know, just have it clean. I don't even need my toothbrush and stuff there because I can bring that, I can bring a bag with me.
It's funny that you say that because as a bachelor, I've had people come and I've learned you could tell a clean woman because she enters cautiously. She's looking to see what's clean and what's not.
Mm. Yeah, I have to have, it got to be clean.
Yes. and we, being a creature of habit, you know, learning people how they do or how they move, I've noticed that about certain type of women. A woman who is very clean / OCD-ish, she's always trying to see how clean you are as a man. It's like the guard go down. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at the closet.
Huh?
I don't know why, but I look at, it's like certain things that I do look at.
Okay.
One is like in the room is the closet. I don't know why, but I just feel like if you keep a neat, I mean, it don't have to be like color coded or anything like that, but it just makes me feel like if you take your time, you know what I'm saying, and do things the right way, you know what I'm saying, instead of just throwing stuff all over the place. So the closet, I don't know, is a big thing for me. And the microwave, I don't know. I don't even use a microwave, but I look into the microwave to see if the microwave's clean, because that means like you don't cover your food, you just let your food splatter all over the place.
Whoa, hold on. No, hold on. That has nothing to do with cleaning this. You just picky about the goddamn microwave.
I do like you don't clean your microwave.
I don't like clean feet, like for real. That is a pet peeve of mine. That's like, so I understand what you're saying. The microwave though, but that was okay.
Gotcha. The microwave, but yeah, just have everything. Like it don't have to be sparkling clean, but just be neat. You know.
Gotcha. So you, instead of the sink and the floor, you look at the microwave.
Now, think about this. Are you really going to have a clean microwave and a dirty floor? Like,
believe it or not, some females are like that.
Why? They don't use the microwave?
No, they use the microwave, but yeah, you have dishes in
there. They going to clean the microwave and not the floor? You can't see the microwave. People usually hide the microwave. Like, you have to do extra to look in somebody's microwave.
And that's why I have an air fryer. So I don't have a microwave.
You ain't lying about that. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. See, as I'm a very picky, funny dude. Like, I really
I don't know. I just feel like, okay, first of all, if your floor is dirty, it ain't no sense in looking in the microwave for me. Like, because that wouldn't make sense. Your floor is dirty.
Wait, hold on. So if I could interject and add, I'm pretty much along the lines of what Leo was saying in terms of when somebody comes over, three things that I'm worried about. I want to make sure you well fed, well fucked, and you comfortable. Those are the three things. So it's like so in terms of like, I know women have offered to cook at my place before, But I feel like, and I know there's been people that have gotten kind of like, I don't know, I'm not gonna say upset, but maybe annoyed with the fact that I'm like waiting on them. But I feel like when you over my place, I'm gonna wait on you like a queen. Like that's just how I get down. Like you at my place, so you're my guest. You don't have to get up for nothing.
Exactly.
Except to go use the restroom and take a shower. Besides that, I got you. Exactly. I want you to feel like I got you. Like you don't have to worry about anything. Like I'm your personal waiter. You feel me? Like when you're here.
But that's why that question is so important. Like how many times has that person come over? You know what I'm saying?
That could be their first time. But especially on the first time.
When does that end for her to start doing something?
Oh, when does that end? You're saying like at what point is it?
Because if it's the first or second time, I'm sorry, I'm not creating that type of atmosphere.
I would say, okay, so like you said before though, I think it's when you actually feeling somebody. Like if it's just somebody that's just there on some casual shit, then I'll still be a gentleman and I'll still, you know, make sure you're comfortable. Right. But in terms of like, you know, waiting on you hand and foot and like, you know what I'm saying, like cooking and all that extra stuff, I may or may not. It's a maybe. But if I'm feeling you, oh, it's happening.
But hold on. Are you feeling the pussy or are you feeling her?
No. I'm saying if I'm feeling the person, like if I'm really like fucking with you on a different level than just sex, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying,
because you have some females who got that good.
And oh no, that's not enough to make right? That's not enough to make me do the extras. Nah.
Okay, hey, that's why I'm at. You talking about first and second? I'm like, oh no.
Now, first and second of her coming to my place, but by that time, I already know how I feel about you. If I'm like feeling you, and it's not like on some, oh, I'm just still feeling you out type of stuff, then yeah, by that time, I already know like. I got you. I'll take care of you. Don't worry. When you here, you ain't got to worry about nothing.
So do you categorize her after a while?
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't take me long to put somebody in a category. Like, I know pretty early on. I don't know if y'all agree, but I know pretty early on, like, if this is, like, going towards, like, something that could be, like, for real or something that's more casual.
Okay.
I don't know. What y'all think?
Great word. Go ahead, young lady.
I can't really answer that question. It's usually like if somebody comes to my house and I'm first of all, for you to come to my house, I'm feeling you.
Okay.
You know, and then it's like, you know, first or second time, it's like, oh, this may go somewhere. I don't know. I treat you the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like even when my friends come over, I cater to them.
Okay.
So it's like, even if I have a guy that's over, I'm going to cater him to him probably the same way. I don't.
No, you're good, but no, I'm pretty sure I don't get what somebody.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
I'm pretty sure
not
I don't
like
get
the same. Whole shebang, but saying. Like, if you're hungry, you're going to get something to eat. Like, when
that's
your drink is empty, I'm
that's
filling it up.
Yeah,
you know
good hospitality.
Those types of things I'm still doing. Like when you come over my house, no matter if you're a friend, like I'm going to make sure the place is clean. Like,
oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Trying to think of what the difference is. Like I'm going to make sure you eat when you're there. I'm going to make sure you have, you know, your drink or whatever. Like
I know one you know thing. If I'm at Sheena's, I'm definitely going to have a drink for sure. Like okay. There's never going to be a shortage of like not having
You know, I think the only difference
for sure.
Between the two is I'm more, I guess, intimate. That would be the difference between
true.
The two is more intimacy. Okay. Other than that, like, I'm still treating you. You're still my guest.
Gotcha.
You know? And even if it was the first time or, you know, the umpteenth time, like, you're getting that's your treatment. Unless you do something that I don't like, but then you wouldn't be over my house anymore, so...
exactly. So therefore, there's really isn't anything different for you as a woman, because you're still going to show that hospitality, whether mm-hmm. they're a friend or
it's just the intimacy.
Exactly.
That's okay. The difference.
So I got levels to mine.
Right, and that's what I was just about to say. When it comes to men and men, it's different because there's an expectation when it comes to us.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Versus when we go to a woman, because when a man go to a woman, you automatically think or feel like, shit, old girl gonna do this.
Now, if you do that and you say like it's different though, and it depends, like if it's your first time versus, you know, you've been over there 20, 30 times and, you know, the person feels more comfortable like to either cook for you or something like that. Like, are you really showing them who you really are by doing that? Or are you just putting up this facade because you like the person? And then once you know what I'm saying? You feel more comfortable like, oh, I ain't got to do this. Oh, I ain't got to do that.
One thing about me, I keep it 100 all the time.
You see
what you're getting. This is how I am 24/7. I don't change for anybody.
And that's why you can also know, I think this is one thing that Leo and I both can agree on, that women could figure out pretty early on if they fucking with us or not, because you get the real, a lot in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to like gradually give you a little bit at a time. It's basically like you're gonna see a lot of me. Yeah. So you either go hate me or love me in the beginning.
Exactly.
You know, but
either you're gonna get some what happened?
And all of a sudden,
oh, you say you can't eat.
I said, you know how people like at first they, you know, cater to you, whatever, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden that starts to diminish like after time, like, hey, you don't do this no more, like you don't do that no more.
But also too, like you gotta understand this, like when you get in a if that, let's say with that same person, you get into something more serious, mm-hmm. y'all probably going to end up living together at some point. So also the situation is going to change. Like, I'm not going to be waiting on you hand and foot if it's our home. I won't do it all the time. Like, I'll do it sometimes still, mm-hmm. but I won't do it all the time because I won't feel like you're at my home and like you're a guest at my place, exactly. too. So the situation kind of changes a little bit as well.
And that's why everything go under the sink.
Until
so until that, and that is the other thing, you know what I'm saying, like because we're Netflixing and chill, that doesn't mean you have a permanent spot. So there might be someone else that's visiting, you know what I'm saying? So not saying that person is going to get the same treatment, but it's going to come to a point, either someone is going to catch feelings. That's what it is.
That's true.
And you have to decide, like, okay, is this going to continue like this or it's not? So you got to have that conversation.
Very true.
You got to have that conversation. Without that conversation, motherfucker go to busting your windows out.
Oh, I'm going to say something about that. I'll let you answer first, but go ahead. Ask your question again now.
I said, would you have two people's toothbrush under your sink?
No.
It's only one spot.
Yeah.
One person can have that spot.
Absolutely.
Because you could have two brushes in different spots. You know, you can have one in the sink and one in the medicine cabinet.
But once again, I am so real and upfront.
You know, like, you can have color-coded Ziploc bags.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, like, okay, what is it? Now, if you come and visit and you bring your own toothbrush, that's what it is. Like, I'm not going to shake it. Like I said, I am an open book. Some people can handle it and some people can't.
Yeah, because I don't want to be like, whose toothbrush is this?
Okay. Then, wait, hold on.
Whoa. What gives? I'm glad you said that. A man won't go to a female house and see all this other stuff and question her unless he's insecure.
That's a lie. I had people come over and be like, whose slippers are these? And I'm like, they're bigger, but they're mine. Like, these are my slippers. They don't
unless
my slippers are just big. I stole them from my sister. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't sound believable, but it's true.
Right. But unless they're insecure, because, or you're leading them on to where they think they're the only one.
Ooh, whoa, wait, hold on. This is a good conversation. Hold up. Before we get into this, because this is, I'm about to get into this for sure with y'all. But the toothbrush question that you asked, I used to have a pack of toothbrushes. So anytime a person needs one, well, yeah.
So you use it one time, you don't keep it.
Nah. It's not like staying there for a specific person. It's a pack of five and whoever needs to use them can
use them.
They use it and
yeah, you throw it in the trash. But I'm saying, like, there was no like special designated like one put aside. Like, you could see it's a pack. The woman could see it's a pack of.
Okay, but when another woman comes over,
she gonna see it's a pack too.
If somebody leaves something or something, do you keep it for later, or do you leave it out, or do when
I wouldn't leave it out. You, I mean, I'll leave it in a. I'll put it in a place where, you know, the same place I would put my clothes is where that would be.
Okay,
I don't leave my clothes out either. So
I'm glad you brought that up. Now, what if it's a pack of condoms?
Oh, condoms could go anywhere.
Yeah.
No. Right, but what if she feels like there's something more?
Oh, that's on her. I'm sorry.
Okay,
my problem.
Condoms is condoms. They like, supposed to be.
If
hey, wait, hold on. Say hi to toothbrush before the other woman.
Oh,
comes.
You see?
Hell no, I'm not hiding shit.
Like, you know, if you go to your lady house, or not your lady, but thanks, a lady house, and then she got two toothbrushes sitting up there, you're not gonna be like, "Who's toothbrush?" You're gonna be like, "Oh, okay."
Oh
and
no,
you
no.
Gonna put your toothbrush right beside her, or what?
My job was to knock that dust all that pussy. And I gotta go.
But it's continuous, it's not dusty no more because they got you and somebody else.
But there's an understanding of what we're doing.
I'm not gonna lie. If I see another toothbrush, I am gonna inquire for sure. Now, is it gonna make me stop fucking with the person? No.
So why even ask?
I like to know. I like to be in the know. You see how them people sometimes they be like, oh, if something happens, let's say you're with somebody, like you actually like together with somebody.
Fuck that. I'm being just as nasty. Huh? So we getting it too.
No, I don't mind that. I don't have a problem with that. I just
you don't care about none of that.
I just like,
I'm not gonna question when I know I'm not gonna be with you.
I just like transparency, that's all.
Why? Now
because that's
the transparency is already there. We're fucking and that's all it is. The transparency is there. We're fucking, that's all it is.
Oh, you saying between y'all for y'all relationship?
Correct.
Between you and her.
What if y'all that's understandable if you just there for that one thing, but I'm just saying, like, if you know you guys are seeing each other back and forth or whatever, and y'all having a good time and y'all, you know, got good chemistry and you see other people's things.
I'm assuming you're saying if they like each other too.
If you like each other,
okay.
Now feelings are involved.
Yeah, feelings. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, feelings too.
And that's why I said we already know when I come over, I'm just trying to fuck. Because we already.
But how about if it's not that? How about if it's more?
But then that's why.
If you like the person,
it goes back to the conversation, because you're not just fucking. You conversing over the phone.
So oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right, so you're establishing some type of grounds within that communication or that congregating of mm-hmm. one another. You know what I'm saying? So you're getting on a level to where you know what's the expectation of one another.
Got you.
So you don't have no toothbrushes, okay?
Hell no! What? It's my house, and you already know what it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to see no other person's toothbrush.
Because that means there's feelings involved.
Even if I did, I don't know. Even if I don't want to see nobody's toothbrush there. Like,
but if there,
that means that I just be thinking about other things. Like, did you wash these sheets? Like, is there somebody else? Like, I don't know.
Oh, I'm
it's
not thinking
too much.
See, and that is a woman.
There's too many germs for me. I don't want.
But it goes back to what I was saying. It depends on the person, what type of person that is. When, mm-hmm. when a person walks through the door, you know how clean they are.
Mm-hmm. You know there's somebody that's not gonna leave old sheets on there after you know after something happened.
And that's why you have your sheets, you put other sheets on top, you tuck that motherfucker in, you put the quilt, and you on top of the quilt, you fold that up. That's how you do it.
It's a cycle of cleaning.
let me ask this as you say something.
Gone with your bad.
I was wondering about this, right?
Uh-huh.
So this was so odd to me, but you have, you know, your regular bed sheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, those little throws, like, you know, those little throws, and you put that over it and you put the blanket on top of it. What is that?
God damn, that's a lot of layers. Let me tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't relate. Clean. I can't relate. I can't relate because I only use a sheet, like a flat sheet and a thin sheet. That's it. I don't use anything thicker than that. I don't use blankets. That shit is too hot for me. So I can't relate. So this is between y'all.
Oh, okay. When you
I'll let y'all
okay.
ask.
Because when you said that, it was like, what do you do? Is that for like a, is that like a like you're sanitizing? So you put
layers.
So you put layers so that you can take that off.
Exactly. And then when I get in my bed, You know, after I shower, I get in my bed like nobody was there. That top,
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because once you get them sheets or whatever wet, if you don't have layers, then now you got to change everything.
And nothing touching my mattress.
Yeah.
And that's I have a mattress cover over my mattress, so there nothing. So I will not be laying in no type of juices.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
That's planning ahead. That's what that is. He is thinking ahead.
I'm so particular when it comes to certain things. Like, you have no idea.
DNS 556 says good idea. I agree. That is a good idea.
Listen, that I'm an ex-hole. I'm in recovery right now.
I mean, that's a good one. Like, I'm gonna put this blanket down, and then I'm gonna have another blanket on top of it. And then when you finish, you just take that blanket, take it off, and you still got your sheet and then your cover up.
Okay, so let's say this here. You have two different friends. You know what I'm saying? How many days do you put yourself in between before you mess with the other guy? Would you mess with the other guy? Or before you mess with the other guy?
Who, me?
Yes.
I only do one because I'm so serious. You might make that look, but I do not want, I tell you.
You don't want them problems?
I don't want no problems. So it's just that one. Even if we just started or whatever and they doing whatever, then they can do whatever. But for me, it's like, if I tell people all the time, like, you do that, like, you got to tell me.
You a good girl.
Everything that's going on, because I ain't going to have no problem, know exactly who to go to. And I don't, for me, I don't need to do all that. I don't need to.
Right, exactly. And that's why I said, and the old me, that's how I used to move. Now, where I'm at, like, probably I've been here for 3 years, probably two or three females been here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the old me in my old apartment, oh, Lord. That was
different story, huh?
That was a different story. Like, yeah. I mean, I spread it out in, you know, 3 days or whatever, but still. After when it came to
weekend. Yeah, I would think that's a good time.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Same day. Yeah, that happened once. But it wasn't at my place both times. It was at somebody else's spot and then my spot. So
gotcha.
And it wasn't planned. It was right. One of them things where you go out with somebody. I know, I'm good. Well, I don't feel any kind of way about it.
So let me ask you this. After you fuck or you Netflix and chill, do you immediately that morning change your sheets or you wait
after they leave?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
She said no.
I think it depends, honestly. It depends how messy things got. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to change it for sure, like, you know what I'm saying, within a couple of days or so.
That motherfucker like a dirty towel. You got to change it.
It might not be that morning, though. I'm sorry.
No, that next day before I get back in bed, I'm changing my sheets.
That makes sense. I can understand that. I can definitely understand that. Especially if, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, there was a puddle or whatever made, then yeah, for sure.
It's not even a puddle. The average woman who come to your house, she has perfume on. So I don't want that in my sheets while I'm sleeping.
I don't care about that.
So, shit. Shit.
I probably won't even smell it, to be honest with you.
Hey, every time somebody came over, they had on perfume, and then when I go to sleep or whatever, I'm smelling her scent. Nah, you gotta go. All of your ass is gone.
You gotta leave all of you.
Hell yeah. Everything got to go. Like, for real.
Like, usually I do my sheets like once a week anyway, but not the first day. I mean, it would have been really messy for me to like be like, let me change these sheets
on some nasty.
You know what? You're the host, so I'm gonna leave all the questions for you, sir.
Why? No, if you got questions, ask questions. Go ahead. So what is we having a conversation?
Messy sex. What's
our definition of messy sex? You want to go?
So are you a squirter?
Like, if it was really hot, really, really sweaty, like I don't want my sheets to smell like sex.
That's another thing. Okay, you know what? You helped answer that question for me. For me, messy is the amount of like juices and fluids that end up on the bed, but that could be sweat too. If it's really sweaty for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying, that's just how it went down. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to change my sheets for sure. Then this I don't want to
cold. This motherfucker cold. Cause you
want? Oh, you even cold?
yeah.
Like the room is usually cold. Like it's not enough.
Hell
like,
yeah. Like, listen, bro. If you have a cold room, you could toss her ass all over the place. Bro, because she's not fighting, she's trying to get warm. So you, you know what I'm talking about. So hey,
real close.
Exactly.
Real tight.
Bro, listen, having a cold room, cold house, bro.
She might have to snuggle up to something, right?
Exactly. She's trying to get warm. She's trying to wrap up. Let's bring that ass here. Yeah,
and you know, women tend to run cold anyway, like colder. So
exactly,
it doesn't even have to be that cold for them to feel usually
as
like
as long
you
as
know,
the fan is off, but it's cold, you can work the shit out of that ass. Yes, sir.
For that's the a good point. I usually turn the fan on when we about to like start. When we getting into things, that's when I'm like, let me go ahead and really beep, you know, press a little remote. I'm ready to go.
No, you know what? The fan is something different. Because the fan dries out.
Dries you. Yes.
It has to be the AC, not the fan.
Exactly.
You turn the fan off and you turn the AC.
I'm sorry, y'all. I live in San Diego. I ain't got no AC here, okay?
Listen, bro. I'm trying to tell you. You have the fan going. Before she get there, everything nice and cool. You turn that bitch off. So by the time you get there, you go to work. Yes, sir.
I like it. I'm gonna take that advice.
Because
I'm going to take that.
Whether you're fucking or you're licking a pussy, that fan is gonna dry her out.
That's
and
a
then
good
she's
point.
Gonna fight because now she's in her head. So once she's out of her head, bro, you can go to work. You okay? Anywho, carry
nah,
on.
Hey, people are on here for tips as well. So give as many tips as you can, all right?
I've been around for a while, sir. Cheers.
That's what's up, right. Man. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
AC over fan. That's if we learn nothing else tonight. AC over fan, y'all.
Absolutely. Absolutely, bro. Listen. That's why every time when you come over, it's like I'll be like, bro, we gotta talk. We gotta talk. Cause the shit was in my mind and how I am. Like, bro, I got some conversations for your ass. Hey, buddy, put great sex tips.
DNS 556 said great sex tips. All right, you see, I'm not the only one giving sex tips. That's why I like to have people on, you know what I'm saying? Other perspectives, people can give you game from all over. You feel me? And I've never had, and it's no offense, but I've never had an actual like sexologist on the show. But I kind of do that on purpose. I want to keep it very casual and I want people to also be able to relate. More to like,
I don't
just
know why you have me on here. Then I don't know why you have
no. I like to have people on that I know I fuck with and like I have good conversation with, and we just talking. Like honestly, it's not even about like we trying to give tips. It's more like people are listening to the conversation, and like okay, I can relate, you know. And that's more of what it's about.
Yeah.
So that's why I love having people on that could do both. That could have great conversation, but also you know we ain't scared to talk about some sex too.
And I'm gonna let you know it's like. You will never know a woman, but you can't understand a woman. And as a man, if you could understand a woman, bruh, the level that you could go with a woman is crazy, boy. Like, really.
Women are, first of all, let me say this. I know I have a woman in my presence. Mm-hmm. That's not why I'm saying this, though. Okay. Women are fucking incredible, first of all, right? And I say that because I feel like this is why I value my relationship with like Leo, for example, and then other guys in our circle, like Earl and other people that, you know, that I know, whatever, right? Because I don't connect with guys that much and that well. I connect with women very easily and very like, it's almost like it doesn't take much in terms of just having a connection, not even sexually. I'm just saying like,
right. In general. Oh, yeah.
And oh, so yeah. For me, I feel like when it does go to another place where y'all connect, not only like on a, you know, on a mental level, but mm-hmm. then also on like some sexual shit. And then also y'all attracted to each other. And then y'all like each other too. Like you said, y'all could go.
Yeah,
man, y'all could go on. Y'all could go to the moon. You feel me? And beyond.
And that's why I say it's just understanding a woman, not even knowing a woman, because as a therapist, that opened my eyes to a totally different realm of understanding a woman. Like,
wait, talk about that a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah. Cause me growing up as a church boy, you know, I was sheltered. And until I got, you know, sexually active, when I started doing massages, it took me to a whole nother place when it comes to the anatomy of a woman's body and the things that you're able to do just by touch. And as a man, if you're able to understand that just by touch, the psyche where you could take her, bruh, is undeniable. And there's a woman right here.
And she would tell you. Can I add also?
Absolutely.
The body part, like, so you're talking about the somatic experience. And that's one part, right?
Yeah, where you could, like, part, you know, right.
That's one part where you could go with the woman and, like, if you could unlock certain parts
right.
of her, right?
Exactly.
The other part too is the psyche, like you just said.
Yeah.
If you could, you know, like you stimulate a woman's mind, you know what I'm saying? You open her up in different ways as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's, I love it. I love the fact that, you know what I'm saying? Like women are not like easy to just kind of like, like everybody can't just break the code. You feel me? Like you kind of have to, you kind of gotta, you know, take your time and you gotta actually. Go ahead, you talk about it actually, because you're a woman. I'm talking too much about it. Like, you know, like,
it's all, it is about, it's just not just sex, it is about how you touch, how you do it. But you know, every woman needs something and then they need something at different times.
Mm-hmm.
You might need a little bit, you know, softer, or you might need a little bit more embrace this minute, but if you can't understand where she is right then and there and what she needs, that's amazing. Like you, that means that you can take me from let's say a sorrow mood to, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, joy or happiness or something like that. If you can do that, then I mean, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere.
Go ahead, Leo. What you got on your mind? What's on your heart, sir? Tell the people what's on your heart, please.
Nothing. You're right. <That's it. laughs> Ooh, it got real hot in here, boy.
You still having some flashbacks, man?
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm out of my drink. I need to go get a drink.
Yo,
y'all continue the conversation. I'm going to go fix me something to drink real quick.
Okay.
Because I feel like, yeah.
But yeah, like if somebody can do that and know what I need when I need it, know when I need it this way, and know when I need that way, then that's true intimacy right there.
It is. Exactly. And that's why I was asking, or, you know, the questions that I was asking before, like in regards to what is the level of the situation, because without understanding that creates problems. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know your place. You know what I'm saying? So that's why.
That is big too.
Yeah.
Knowing your place. But you know what? To be honest, I don't have much experience with that. And that's a thing that I struggle, because it's like, if I'm going that far, then this is the road I'm on. Like, this is what I want. You know what I'm saying? I got a certain expectation already. You know what I'm saying? It's just not like, you know.
So, with you saying that and you knowing that, do you think now that you're conscious of it, do you think now you will take that into account of, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, it is accountability.
Yeah. Because you kind of put yourself in a situation of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of women do that. They put themselves in a place of the unknown and then say, oh, that nigga ain't no good. But how? For someone like myself, if I'm straightforward and I'm telling you what it is, and you're now subjecting yourself to where you want to just go for the ride, now who's fault is that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's me. And that's why I'm such a good book. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is or how it is.
And you know what? I want to, speaking of what you're talking about right now, I think something that would help a lot of people, and that me included, because I've been guilty of this, is taking expectations out of it, right? Like, if even if you haven't feelings for somebody, and even though we just talked about, oh, you know, if I seen a toothbrush, I'd want to know, blah, blah, blah. But in all honesty, if you didn't want to tell me, I'd have to accept that. Like, because
now you understand.
Because at the end of the day, like, this is information I want to know, because I'm somebody who likes to have information. I don't like to be surprised. I hate being surprised about certain things, right? So I like to know shit ahead of time. It's not going to make me change the way I fuck with you. Because if I like you, I like you.
Exactly.
But I do feel like there's a sense of, like, you know, I want the person to, I want to feel like the person's being honest with me and transparent. But at the end of the day,
at what level?
That comes from having expectations, though. Like, if I didn't have any expectations, then I would just be rolling with it. And we could just keep it going however we keep it going. And we need to talk. We need to talk about what it is or where we're at. But me putting certain expectations, now that I'm feeling you, oh, now I expect for you to be this type of way with me. I expect for you to be transparent, open, blah, blah, blah. I think sometimes that kind of messes us up, like messes us up. You know what I'm saying? Like, putting those expectations are sometimes unrealistic, because we talked about this just before, and I told somebody this yesterday. Like, communication styles, honestly, is what I think messes up a lot of relationships. People having different communication styles and not realizing it, not knowing how to deal with each other's communication styles. So to explain that, you brought up earlier, if two people are in a situation, they together or whatever, either they're together, or they're talking, whatever. And one of the people, the way that they respond to, you know, turmoil or whatever in a relationship is they go silent. The other person is somebody who needs to talk things out and wants to, like, you know, put everything on the table and lay it all out. You're going to have a problem usually when those two people come together, and it's like, why are you not saying nothing? The other person's going to be like, well, why you keep bothering me? I don't feel like talking. So you really got to learn. So how do y'all feel like y'all manage, like, or navigate that?
Who at that point?
Does anybody supersede, you know, anybody? It's the real question.
In my opinion, nobody. It's just about just being mature about the situation and knowing where you stand in that person's life. That's what it is.
But it has to. If both people are being the bigger person, right? Even if you say both people are being the bigger person, somebody's still
giving something up. You feel like
something up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you don't like to talk, but I like to talk. Okay, we talk, right? But now I'm not happy and I'm not used to it. And it's not going to happen all the time, is because I'm not going to give that up all the time. You know what I'm saying?
I had this conversation with somebody the other day, and they asked me the same question. Like, what would I do if the woman I was with decided, like, you know, she was upset and, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Kind of gassy from the drink. But she was saying, like, okay, but let's say
I need a tequila drink.
I know I should have. I didn't have all the ingredients though. I got a tequila though. But she said, all right, so what happens if the woman I'm with is the type where if we get into, you know, a back and forth or whatever, you know, a disagreement, and I'm feeling some kind of way, she's going to feel like I need to be able to be like, get over that and still be able to like hug up on her and let's chill on the couch and watch a movie together. And I was like, yeah, I'm not there yet. That's you feel me? Like, I'm not there yet. I need time to myself. I need to step away, and I'm not mad at you. I'm going to step away, give you a kiss on the forehead, and be like, baby, I need some time to myself. Let me get myself right.
If y'all not living together, then...
Even if we are.
No, I'm just saying, if y'all not living together, you're going to have your space, right? See, but if they text you or they call you, are you going to...
I'm not going to ignore them. I would never ignore anybody. Even if I was pissed at somebody, I wouldn't ignore them. That much I wouldn't do, but let me hear what your response would be in that situation. If like, see, you know,
I'm different. Like I'm not into zodiac signs, but as an Aquarius, I know how to turn off my emotions. Okay. I know how to completely disattach myself from an emotional situation. That's why I am so upfront, because by me being able to disassociate myself from that situation, it will come across as if I don't care, when that's not the case. Once you inform me of where we are in this situation, that is your position now. That's your place.
No, but how about if y'all are in an exclusive committed relationship?
Now that's when it comes. Okay, we're in a situation and I'm getting in my feelings. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, this is what it is. That situation is different because you've built a relationship together. Mm-hmm. It's not, this is, you know what I'm saying? You just the mailman, so to say.
You know what I'm just saying? Dropping it off.
Yeah. So that's what it is. It's a different type of situation. Once you say me and this person is one, you have to work through that. It's not just oh, you're just somebody now that I'm coming to see. No, we have to work this out, or either we're not going to be together.
So it takes compromising both ways to some degree. You know, because the person who doesn't want to talk, maybe you might not want to talk now, but at some point we're gonna have to talk about this so we could get past it, you know.
Correct. Yeah.
And but the other person who likes to talk a lot about everything has to give that person that space and time to talk when they're ready to speak. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't just want it now. Like, no, you got to tell me what's going on now. Like, you got to be patient with that person if you want to be with them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and with you saying that, for me, I could piggyback off that, because like I said, because I am so upfront, I want to know where you're headed. So I know how to control my mental and my emotions won't
exactly
go entangled in the unknown.
Yeah, because I feel like that would give the other person anxiety. Like, because you don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to talk now, that leaves me in anxiety because I don't know where you are. So it's like I'm hurting even though you're comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
And that feels some kind of way too. When you see the other person's just like, hey, I'm good.
Fine.
And you over here like, ugh.
Like,
yeah, like,
I can't even talk. Like, you can't even talk to me. Like, you're not talking to me right now. Like, what's going on? But you're just living your best life. You know what
I'm
going
to add something to that though.
Because it turns into a power struggle. It turns into a power struggle. That's why.
The ego thing right there.
Yeah. Not even so much of an ego, because it's like you're being dangled. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody's just holding a string and they're just dangling you until they feel like they either want to grab you or let you go. That's not cool.
I got something to add to that though. This was also in a conversation I was having with that person the other day, was that I think a big reason why that happens to people is because the way we're taught to be in relationships is to be very dependent on one another for how we feel. So the person that you're with tends to have a lot of power over how you feel from moment to moment based on what they do. And it shouldn't be like that. I think we should be more independent emotionally, and more when I say the word secure emotionally, that means secure in a way of not hinging how we feel based on what somebody else is doing. And I feel like the way we're taught to be in relationships is very conditional, and it is based on a lot of times like what the other person is doing or how they're being, how they're behaving, and that affects us a lot more than maybe it should. But that's kind of how we're conditioned. Mm-hmm.
To a certain degree, because men aren't built emotionally, women are. So once a woman understands her power, then as a man, that's where it changes, because now she knows how to control him, not only emotionally, but sexually, through the power of pussy. You know what I'm saying?
I actually disagree with that. The part about men not being emotionally built, not emotionally. I think that's a conditioning thing. I think men and women both have the capacity.
And you give birth.
No.
Exactly.
What does that have to do with emotion, though? No. If we're talking about women's strength, no. I think women are stronger.
No. I don't give a damn. No man will be able to endure that pain.
I would say that, yeah, they could be.
You said no man would be able to what?
To endure that pain of labor.
Yeah, but that's not a physical thing and a mental thing too, but not emotional. That has nothing to do with emotion.
Not emotion.
Emotion is like happy, sad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But
because then,
I would say mentally, but not emotionally.
All right, I'll give you that.
Because I think honestly, men are taught to hold emotions in, but hold them back.
Our community.
Not even just our community, like men across different cultures as well are taught to like, yeah, you don't black, show.
So I would say our community.
You don't show. Okay, well, yeah, I understand. Either way, we are not encouraged to show emotion. You know, like we're encouraged to stay strong, but staying strong has a definition of like not showing emotion, and I don't think you know those go hand in hand. I think women are very strong, honestly, to be able to deal with you know a lot of stuff they deal with. Let me give you an example, right? At some point, I dealt with, you know, heartbreak, right? I was like, how the fuck do women do this over and over again? One time. Well, not one time. Let's say a couple times it happened, right? A couple times on different degrees. But the last one, I was just like, how the fuck do women do this and then keep coming back and going to date people? Because, like, after the one, I was like, oh, nah, I'm not doing this again. Like, this ain't happening again. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what turned me into the whore that I was.
Like, and even not going to that level, I'll just be like, I'm not fucking with nobody. Like, I'm definitely not gonna let it happen again. But you know, exactly. It really takes somebody who's like has a certain amount of mental strength to like get back in the game.
So damn, but let me ask you, how do you feel about a man that's very emotional?
I think that's for you.
It depends on what the emotion is for, you know?
It's just emotional.
Like,
individual.
If it's for, no, because it, for me, it depends. If it's something like you get emotional over, you know, your family, or you get emotional about, or, you know,
Black Lives Matter.
You know, frustrated about.
That's real. Something. Hey, when it comes to black you know people, saying? I get sensitive
like,
about that shit.
What the emotion is for? Because if it's an emotion where it's like, you know, your stuff's not together, or you don't have your, you know, your ducks in a row, like for you to get emotional like that, like, no, I feel.
How
like
do you? Well, wait. How do you define emotional as well? Can I ask that? So it gives you more context.
Is like you get frustrated, and you know what I'm saying. You let whatever is happening bring you down.
But does it stop you?
Emotional, yeah. If you real emotional, you letting it hinder you.
So it's not just affecting you. You're saying affecting you to the point where you stop.
An emotional man. If it affects him to where it's hindering
you. If you complain and you cry all the time over certain things, that's emotional. And some things you don't need to be crying all the time about. You need to be doing something about it.
Well, he's just an emotional individual. That's just who he is.
And I'm answering your question.
How about if he's being
I'm answering the question.
How about if he's being emotional but still getting his shit done? Like, it's affecting him, but it's driving him to do
that
stuff.
That is okay for me.
Okay, but he's still feeling it. It still affects him.
Yeah, it's
deeply.
Still affecting. It's affecting you, but it's not affecting you to do whatever it is that you need to do. But if you sit in there crying and complaining all the time, being emotional, like, I don't want to see that. And to be honest with you, like, if you're talking about the just the physical of it, like a man crying or whatever, I don't know. It don't even matter if it's a man or a woman. I do not know what to do when people are in that. I don't know if I should touch you. I don't know if I should tell you. I don't know if I should pat you in the back. Like, I'm not the type of person that I would just look at you because I don't know what to do. So if I have an emotional man, it's not that I care if you cry. You know what I'm saying? If you cry, get it out. But don't keep crying day in and day out. You cry, you get it out, do whatever you need to do, and keep it moving. God
damn. Hey, I'm serious. If you was Sheena, make sure you got a therapist, because exactly. She's not gonna be your therapist. You feel
well,
me? Like,
you're gonna sit and watch your ass, like, dude.
Like I said, we can get it out and we can talk about it or whatever. But when you're crying, like, I don't know what to do. I don't, because some people are different. Some people, they don't want you to touch them, you know. Because if I'm being emotional, I don't necessarily want you to sit there and hold me and console me unless I come to you.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I can be really emotional and I just don't want, like, don't treat me like I can't, like, just let me do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that. But
I'm the type of person, I'm gonna be like, man, you got that shit off your chest, tighten up, man.
you gotta get it out. That's all I'm saying. Get it out.
And I'm gonna ask you, like, you finished?
Get it out.
You ready to move
cry
on?
As hard and as loud as you need to, yell, scream, whatever you need to do. Do it.
I'm not
because you following it up. Trying to tighten it up, like, it's still there. Get it out.
First of all, I'm glad that I don't open up emotionally to either one of y'all.
You can. I know.
No, honestly, yeah, you know, I think,
you know, I could be a damn fool and I could be very serious.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe that too.
Yeah, I could be very serious. But at the same time, you have to be able to convey what it is that you're emotional about.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is the thing. You, like, you just emotional and you just crying and or whatever. Tighten up. But if you're trying to convey to where, you know what I'm saying? No, for real. If you're trying to convey what it is that you're dealing with, it's like, okay, I'm going to help you move forward. Like, I'm going to help you brainstorm to where it's like, okay, we finna get over the shit. We finna, hey, talk about it, and we're gonna move forward. Huh?
I'm not. Oh, go ahead. What's
she say?
Crying with a purpose. I'm not gonna lie. I be emotional, but I usually do it on my own time, like in my own by myself. And it's not because I don't want other people to judge me or anything like that. I have a certain thing about showing. I feel like people have power over me when I show emotion.
I feel that way too.
Emotion in front of people. Like, even if, like, I'm going to give you an example. If somebody upsets me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in a public setting,
mm-hmm.
I will not show that person how upset I really am and let myself go to where I could go because I don't want you to get the satisfaction that you like of making me upset. Now, I'll deal with it afterwards. And even if we got to have a conversation about it, we'll have a conversation afterwards. But at the time, I will not blow up. I won't go over the top because I'm not going to have you out here like me having me act out of my character. Like, I just can't. I can't. Something about that is like, it's almost like that's an ego thing for sure.
My boy.
Like, I can't let you get that.
My boy. I don't. My ex, she got mad with me one time. And I was at this club, and she came in and she was rah, 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 rah. I put her ass to the side outside where she was able to hear me clearly. And I told her, listen, I will never, ever allow you to disrespect yourself, nor would you disrespect me. So we could leave or you could come on back in, enjoy yourself. I get you a drink and you sit your ass down or you dance to the music afterwards, we'll deal with it when we get home. Other than that, I don't want to hear shit else about it. I just paid my money.
So I guess we're going inside.
Goddamn right. And that's what it is. I would never allow you to disrespect or embarrass yourself while with me. Not at all.
That is dope.
Yeah.
I didn't even consider the other person. Like, I don't even care. Like, that's very considerate of you. Like, because I feel like, yeah, I respect that though. I respect
that. At the end of the day, if you're with someone, you know what I'm saying? No matter what the situation is, you guys are a representation of each other.
That's true. That's true. You're right. You're right. So, that's a different story. You're right. If you're with somebody, I'm big on making sure the outside world sees a unit and not a separation. Even if there's a problem, you can't let the outside world see that shit. Like, for whatever reason, I feel like, because that shows weakness, and that's going to, like, allow other people to, like, feel like they could step in, or they could, like, you know, disrespect or whatever.
Right.
So you always have to show, like, a united front. You know what I'm saying? And when I say front, I don't mean, like, you know, you're putting up a front. I mean a united, like, adjoining together. Yeah. So people know that y'all still strong, even if y'all going through shit. Like, y'all still got each other's back.
Now, if you're Randall, I'm going to give it to your motherfucking ass. For real. That's a different story. Now, that's real shit, though. If you're Randall and there's no ties, I'm going to give it to your motherfucking ass.
They're not getting the same respect, huh? Or the same consideration?
Hell no. I'm going to show you what this nigga about right here, boy. Other than that, what's real?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, for real. I don't give a damn from the president to down to the goddamn maintenance man. I'm going to give it to your ass. For real. And then I'm going to smile with you afterwards.
There you go.
For real. What you for?
I guess give it to him.
Yeah. Was there anything? What was I gonna say? I'm three drinks in, by the way. Not real drinks, but you know.
See, I haven't had anything to eat, so and then I just got out of church. Tripping. No, oh, this is nothing. God. This is nothing.
Oh. Oh yeah, he better than me because I was feeling it on the first one before I had my meal.
Bro, now you know when you come home, you already know how it be. I rest my case. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be ready then because I know to prepare throughout the day before I get to y'all.
Listen. Oh, now finish the show. We'll talk later.
No. Whatever you want to say is fine. Now, Go ahead.
I told you. I got to take you to my spot. Two spots when you come home. Two spots, my boy.
I'm ready for it too. Ooh. I am absolutely ready. I might be there in
what's these two spots?
Are you coming home too? Are you coming to visit?
I'm not.
When was the last time you've been to
you from Baltimore?
No, Capitol Heights.
The hell is that? What state?
It's in Maryland.
Oh, Maryland? Oh, okay. Cause I can hear it, that accent all night. I've been wanting to ask you, cause when you say certain words, that dialect / accent been coming. I'm like, girl, that shit strong. Yeah, you need to come on to Florida. Come
you love Florida though, right?
Yeah.
When the last time you been?
The last time I went was what did I go for? Oh, probably this time last year. It's been a while,
bro. Cause as soon as we get off here, I'm heading to Velvet.
Velvet, that's the one I want to hit up.
Velvet. And the other one, the VFW, that's the other one that, you know, I was gonna go there, but it's a party. My homegirl, she with some people, and I already know what the night gonna be.
Okay,
let it go.
y'all likely gonna see me in it's May right now, right? So yes, June, May. Y'all likely gonna see me. So we'll definitely get together and figure that out.
Yeah, that's before I get on the road. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll get together and see what's up. I'm supposed to be checking out, this is a separate topic, but mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever been to, I think it's called Miami Velvet. These are different types of clubs.
BB Sunday, bro.
What's BB Sunday?
Beyond Brunch.
Oh no. I'm not talking about brunch. Or I'm not talking about food.
No. It's a melee, bro. It's a melee.
We'll talk.
Okay. Yes, sir.
But I'm supposed to have
a good time, bro.
I'm supposed to check out at least one swingers club while I'm down there. So I'll probably do that. Trapeze is the other one. Trapeze and Miami Velvet, I think, is the other name. I'll probably take one of those out at some point as well while I'm down there, but that'll be interesting. We'll see how that goes too. But anyway,
you need to come and hang out with the crew.
Huh?
She hung out with the crew before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was gonna tell your business, be like, we got you in trouble before, but
whoa, what happened?
That was New Year's Eve. Yeah. That's the night y'all met, but you was DJing most of the night, or like half of the night.
Oh,
you and Taj was DJing that night.
Yeah, I probably wasted too. Yeah. That's probably what
I think we was all in the same boat. Yeah, everybody.
Exactly. I don't remember her or whatever. I was
sitting at the table after that. I don't remember nothing. I remember being outside for a little bit.
We had us a time. Hey, those New Year's Eve parties are classic, okay?
Yes. Mm. Yes. And just like, bro, we got to do another boat. I want to do one in September, bro. I got to hit D up and see if September is good to do another boat.
Let me know. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll be preparing for Jamaica as well at that time, but yeah, we can make it happen. Wait, I think Jamaica's November. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that too. Yeah. Cause you know, I'm trying to get you to go as well. So
I gotta go and get my passport, bro. I gotta quit playing.
Yeah. Stop fucking around, please. Yeah. Please stop playing.
Yeah,
stop playing with the people, man.
I love to take trips, boy. I love to take trips.
You can take a lot more when you got the passport. Trust me.
And that's probably why I've been procrastinating, because I already know every 3 to 6 months I'll be trying to take a trip. Especially now that I'm single, I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to find somebody, daughter.
Damn, I'm not even gonna comment. I already talked about that last week. I already said I'm about to be out here. I'm outside, y'all. DNS 556 says apply early. So don't waste time. If you're trying to go somewhere later in the year, get on it.
What you say?
The global entry is like $100 for like what, 3 or 5 years, something like that. And you get pre-TSA with it too.
Mm-hmm. So you ain't got
no lines.
I have my my Twit card to where I'm able to get in as far as the airport, but mm-hmm. the fuck,
like that's all right. Like I'm blocking
like,
it.
Like international.
Yeah, international.
You gotta stand in those
crazy ass lines.
You can
just go in and out.
Yeah, so I definitely got to do that because yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else y'all want to add to the conversation before we sign out? We got karaoke tonight, so
yeah,
karaoke. We got to keep our voice.
Oh, it's still early for y'all. That's right.
Yeah. It's like 7 something, right? 8. Oh, it's 8. Barely 8 o'clock.
Oh, how you gonna do karaoke without me, bro?
I'm sorry. Hey, you know a spot over there where we could do it? Because I'm down
to... You forgot who you're talking to?
I love good karaoke.
So if you come to Florida as well, you let us know. We going to do karaoke. But I'm definitely going to do it when I go in June as well.
Are you going in June?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to be... Because once I sell, I don't know if I... both of y'all already know. I'm selling. So once that happens, I got to figure out the next move in terms of if I'm going to be in Miami or if I'm going to be not here. I'm gonna be on the West Coast, the West somewhere, like maybe in Arizona or something, setting else up. So I gotta figure that out. But
Arizona.
In June, I don't know.
Arizona? Why Arizona, Doc?
I'm trying to set up a glamping property. And some of the best places to do it are Arizona, New Mexico. So
Phoenix is nice.
Phoenix is nice.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be further, maybe a couple hours from Phoenix, though, outside of the city, you know?
Right. Well, you know, as a truck driver, I'd be all over the place. So.
Oh, yeah, you do. Especially the big cities. I'm sure you go through all of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Phoenix is nice.
Yeah, Phoenix is. Arizona is okay. Arizona's okay and all of that. But I
won't be living there, by the way. I want to make that clear. Okay. I'm just setting up a business over there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. A rental property where, you know, it could bring some income in.
That's what I'm kind of working on myself. Some other things as well. Yeah. Got to get back.
We got to talk about some stuff, some investment stuff for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah.
So if you want to be found, Leo, where can people find you? If not, nowhere. Then, you know. Okay. All right. That's fine. Y'all can see Leo if he comes back to the podcast.
I really don't. I don't post anything, you know, people tell me all the time, like, yo, with your massage, you need to start posting so other people can see and everything. But I don't like to be in the front like that. I feel like I have to expose everything just to be part of something.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. That's not me. And this is the first time and the longest that I will even do this. You know what I'm saying? So
thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Right.
I thank you for that, because I know if this is not what you normally do, I appreciate that you came out for this podcast for sure.
I told you I got you.
Thank you.
Man of my word. Your word, you ain't worth shit.
Ain't shit.
Exactly. Nope. Exactly. So yeah, so most definitely, man. I appreciate you even having me on, and I'll do it again.
Okay. Y'all heard it. Anytime people say they'll do it again on the podcast, I make sure everybody in the, you know, in the audience as well hears. That way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you on the hook now. The same thing I did to Sheena when she was like, oh yeah, I'll come back. I was like, all right.
Yeah. I know how to have a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. We had a good conversation too.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, even though Sheena didn't say much, but it's all right though. It's all good. Did I really? Oh, I said that. I'm sorry.
I said a lot. I said what I needed to say.
Oh, that's what it was. Wink, wink. Okay.
So, speaking of that, Sheena, where can people find you, Miss Ice Cream? And let people know.
Catcher Ice Cream.
Yes, and let people know about what it is, please.
It is a liquor infused ice cream, homemade. We do adult flavors. Like right now, we have a tequila, strawberry lemon. We got cognac, Oreo, and black black raspberry.
It's good.
And then we have a blood orange and ginger sherbet.
Oh.
So every 3 months it changes. Well, every season it changes, and sometimes I might throw in a monthly feature. Really? So.
And I'm saying this not as her friend. Her ice cream is really good.
I love ginger. So
right good. And it's. Hey, the ginger one is my favorite to this point, but I haven't tasted the new flavor she got out. I wanted to try that. The Oreo, the cognac, what?
The cognac, Oreo and black raspberry. Ooh,
man, that sounds good.
It sounds so seductive though.
Hey, that too, right?
Yeah, like when y'all said it the first time, my mind immediately like went there. And I'm like, Yeah, like for real.
You can find that on either Facebook or Instagram. Right,
hold on. Let me go to Instagram so I can follow.
Let me put that in the chat right now for people. Yeah. Just so whoever watches later on can find you. Ice cream.
all platforms, right?
Yeah, well, Catch Your Ice Cream.
At, and that's
either on, one. Once you put it in there, it should just pop up.
And let me put that on the screen for people to see. All right, y'all. So that's at Catch Her Ice Cream. All right.
I mean, even the title, Catch Her Ice Cream.
You want to spell it right?
Yeah, you spelled it right.
Okay, okay, cool, cool, cool.
That's like, right. That even sounds Catch Her Ice Cream, like, when she wet, like, for real.
Bingo.
Woo, shit. Okay.
If you want to be sexy, feel sexy, and eat something that's sexy, go ahead, go to Catch Her Ice Cream and check out her her merchandise, but also her stuff, like right. Her ice cream. You feel me? Is
ice cream's on there, and then
catchy title for ice cream. DNS 556 says.
Other, thank you. The other one is Rain C4, so it's just Rain Charlie the number 4.
Oh, two H's. Okay, that's why I was.
But you can always link that from the ice cream site.
But the ice cream though. I'm just saying, and I'm kind of mad she ain't bring me none of that Oreo. I told her that earlier, like, man, you came over here and you ain't bring me no Oreo. That's fine. All right. That's cool. Even though that's my shit right there, but all right.
Well, it's not coming up.
Liquor infused ice cream, y'all. So if y'all like to get lit while eating your ice cream and enjoying something.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing this?
This was since August of last year. Mm-hmm. So it's fresh.
Is it last year? It seems like longer.
Was it? No.
You've been talking about it for longer.
I've been talking about it for longer, but I actually just went on and did it a little bit. You know what? I think it was a little bit before.
It was before May. I went. No. It was July. The year before August, not last year. It was when I was getting ready to go on leave. Remember we wrote down the goals?
Yeah, but it was August.
I know, but that was almost 2 years ago now, a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So 2020.
No, I didn't start in 2020. I know for sure.
That's when you start working on them goals.
No, the goals. But when I actually got the LLC for it, it was like in
it had to be early in the year. It wasn't that late in the year. You sure? Right, either way. Okay. It's been happening for the last year and a half
I think that was my first post in May.
But yeah, okay. Please check her out, everybody.
Is that it?
Yes.
That's me.
The one with all the sexy, seductive ice cream on there. If you want ice cream that makes you want to do something sexy, you know what I'm saying, when you look at it.
Sir, that's the one you put it in wrong. It's catcher_ ice cream.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. Because I'm trying to figure out, like, why can't I find it?
Oh, wasn't coming up.
No.
I don't know, but you know, with Instagram, even though I didn't put underscore, I had just put space, and it automatically puts the underscore when you do the space.
Oh, for real?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. So that's the actual one, y'all. My bad.
I'm following.
Do that look good? Because I don't have it up right now. Leo, that look all right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I want to make sure people get it. You also have merch on that on your IG as well, right? Like merchandise?
Yeah.
Shirts, hoodies.
I'm still working on the website. It's up, but I'm still working on it.
Okay, that's fine. But people can still order ice cream from you on IG, right? Through IG. Okay,
they
cool.
They can, we can do, usually people just DM me what their orders are and I'll usually go from there.
And did you mention that you also have vegan options for people?
I do have vegan options.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why this season, that's why I did the two sherbets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two sherbets and then an ice cream, but I always have a vegan option each season.
Look at that. Think about everybody.
Is only vegan or you make regular sherbet also?
Sherbet is just vegan, period, because there's only fruit. And like simple syrup, there's nothing else in it.
Okay, so see, you're educating me right now. You're educating me. Okay.
It doesn't have any of those. But also, my ice cream, I don't use cow's milk. It's always coconut milk or almond milk. The only reason why some of them I can't put vegan is because it uses the cream. I put like heavy cream in it. So that's the only reason. But I don't use cow milk in any of my.
Hey, so for all y'all that are lactose, this ice cream won't fuck you up. Well, it'll fuck you up, but just not in that way. You feel me? Like, if you eat enough of it, it'll fuck you up the right way, but it won't fuck your stomach up. So keep that in mind as well.
Okay.
And speaking of businesses, right? Where can people find you for your massage services, Leo?
That's the thing. I haven't created my Instagram page. I've just been doing it word of mouth. That's it.
Okay. I guess we don't want to put that out on the.
What's up?
I was gonna say, is there a number? But
561. I mean, if you local, 561-577-0453. And I educate when I give my massages.
Can you put that in the chat for me?
Yeah.
So people have that. So if y'all need massage therapy, you know what I'm saying, from a very, I'm assuming, very gifted massage therapist who will also educate you in the process and unlock certain parts of your body that maybe you didn't even know need to be unlocked. Go ahead and hit up Leo, please. Give him a ring. Give him a holler.
Uh-oh, my bad.
All right. Cool, cool, cool.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I want my people to get... Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Let me copy that. Cool. Yeah, I want my people to get they just do, because y'all, I know a lot of talented and skilled individuals, and I want other people to be able to experience their talent and their skill that they're offering.
Yeah. Yes, head massages, all that good stuff.
So for massages, that's the number right there. Hit Leo up. I'm going to leave that up for a little bit so people could get a chance to, you know, copy and do whatever they have to do. But, all right, well, that concludes. Well, I guess I got some stuff, too. I got some merch that I dropped not too long ago on my birthday a couple weeks ago. You can't really see this. A hat or a cap. It says International Vulva Connoisseur. I got shirts that say different things. The one I'm wearing today is, I'm going to get in your space a little bit.
So they can see it.
Yeah.
Hold on. I said, don't forget the clip.
Don't forget that clip.
Bro, I got to get one. I'm going to Key West in a couple of months. Yeah, I got to. Yeah, I will.
Go to my IG page and you'll see my Etsy store. And I'll put it.
I like that color too.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you.
You so, have my vote.
Hey, you see, I got the vote of the people, man. So I got that and some other stuff as well. I got the Good Dick Energy shirt on there. I got some other stuff on there as well. So check it out. Go to my Etsy store on my IG at The Sex Mechanic, just how it's written. All one word, no spaces, no underscores. And that concludes episode number 47. I really, really had a good time with y'all. I'm glad y'all could join me today, even though I'm sorry to everybody that we started so late. And I'm sorry that we had it on a Saturday. I'm in the process of prepping my place so I could sell it. So, you know, I've been kind of busy doing manual labor more than usual, but it's all good. I have the place prepped and ready by next week, hopefully. So thank you for being patient. Thank you for joining. And I look forward to seeing y'all on the next one of the Sex Mechanic Podcast.
See you again, Miss.
Bye. All right, y'all.
Hey, holla at me, my boy.
Will do, man. I got you.
All right.
Thank you again. All right, later, y'all.
All right.